Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. As stated, I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I am so honored to have a very special guest with us this morning. You're going to be hearing from her in just a moment. Of course, that was Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. You can purchase that on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Let me share with you a little about our sponsors. And I want to send out a special thank you, and I have a gift because Women of Power 2015 Matters of the Heart was epic, life-changing, life-transforming. Souls were saved, set free, delivered, encouraged. And we're going to give you something a little special that's free just because you're you and you matter to our hearts. A little bit more about our sponsors. Moby Flyer, mobyflyers.moby. It's a custom design that lives on your phone. It's not an app. It's an interactive flyer. It allows you to interact and engage with your consumers. MobyFlyers.mobi, MobyFlyers.mobi. Of course, coming 2015, our special guest, host, pastor, and conference speaker, Val Scarborough, Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps, Psalm 17 and 5. April 30th through May 2nd, coming here to the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. She's going to be sharing more about that today. As I said earlier, Matters of the Heart was just phenomenal, phenomenal. And we want to give you something just for being a part of such an epic event. Listen. Yes, that was it. That was the official Women of Power 2015 Matters of the Heart theme song, I'm Giving My Love. Now you, yes you, can have that ringtone free. Giving My Love, the free ringtone from Women of Power. You can get that at bit.ly/givingmylove. Again, that's bit.ly/givingmylove. That way, you can carry Matters of the Heart with you for the rest of the year. We're so excited. Now, a little more for my advertisers.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, We are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project. D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
As I said earlier, I'm very, very excited to have a very special guest with us this morning. I had a chance to meet her a few years ago. She's working on a television project here in Atlanta, and she glows inside and out. She is the epitome of what she says is a diamond in her Diamonds and Women's Conference. In 1997, God spoke to Pastor Val and began sharing with her what was in his heart for women. While studying the Word of God one night in her 700-square-foot apartment, the Lord said, "Diamond in the rough." The Holy Spirit said to Pastor Val, "I've called this ministry to speak to the depth of a woman." Jesus said he is at the diamond mine, rubbing off the suit of despair, disappointment, heartaches, abuse, addiction, low self-esteem, and those hidden things that can cause his daughters not to shine like the gems they are. He's dedicated more than 15 years to loving women of God and walking with those women hand in hand. She's bringing the Word Forth Ministry International with her husband, Sarpo. Both are natives of Alabama with two beautiful daughters, two son-in-law, and four grandchildren. I bring to you this morning our special guest, Pastor Val Scarbo. Good morning, Pastor Val.
Good morning, Dr. Relaford. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm so excited to have you. And I know our listeners are. They've been hearing about Diamond Women's Conference for the past few months. And now to have an opportunity to speak with the visionary, the host, we're just excited this morning.
Oh, I am so excited, and thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for being an extended voice and through advertisement, and I am so appreciative, and I am so thankful to be with you today.
Great. Well, Pastor Val, share with our listening audience a little bit about who is Pastor Val Scarbo.
Well, Pastor Val Scarbo, first of all, I am a woman that I am enjoying my journey with God. I'm enjoying the journey he has placed me on, the pathway he has placed me on. So I am enjoying the journey. I like to kind of sum it up and say, I am a woman that I am enjoying the journey. However, I am a mother, and I am a proud, proud grandmother. We just had a new one, so I have to update my bio, and it's five of them now, and they are my joy. I am Grammy Butter is what my husband and my children call me. They say I'm like butter with those grandkids. I am a wife. Aww. I'm an entrepreneur, a woman driven by faith. I love God's word. I love to see not just women but the believer shine and walk in faith and walk out our divine destiny here in the earth realm. And so, again, I am a woman just enjoying the journey and allowing God to lead me in the direction he would have for me to go and the path he has set for my life. And with that, I'm just truly, truly, truly just enjoying what I'm doing and enjoying who God has created me to be here in the earth realm. And I'm taking full advantage of every facet of life that he leads me in. So in a nutshell, that's Pastor Val.
Wow. And it shows, Pastor Val, it shows that you are enjoying the journey. It really does. It really does. I was reading your information, and what really stuck out with me, I'm going to ask you if you could share it with our audience. Why do you believe God placed in your hand the assignment to go into the depth of women globally? I mean, the depth of a woman.
Well, I believe that this assignment has been placed in my hand because it's my story. For many, many years, I hid things that were just buried down in the inside, deep down in the inside. And when God spoke to me over some 18 years ago, Pastor Eddie and I, we were just talking about the conference 2 days ago, and I said, sweetheart, do you realize it's been 18 years since we had the first conference? And I was in my bedroom, and I was studying, and the book that I was reading was the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 16, and this book has stood out in my life for many, many years. It is exactly who I was and who God has now made me. And in the book of Ezekiel, it says this. It says that, you know, your mama was, I'm going to balnize it. So your mama was a Hittite and your daddy was an Amorite. And when you were born, no one cut your cord, no one washed you, and you were just thrown out into the open field. That's what one translation tells us. You were just thrown out into the open field. And one translation said you were thrown out on the rubbish heap of life. And no one cared about you to rub you with salt and cut your cord. And so you had all of these different things that you got from different sides of your family, from your natural side, from your humanity side. And then I think it's verse 4 that says, but when I saw you kicking in your blood, and I looked at you and I said, live. That just struck me because that's exactly what happened to me. There were things that I picked up from my mama's side, picked up from my daddy's side, and I'm living this life thinking I'm living, not realizing that no one rubbed me with salt, no one cut my cord from the world. But when God saw me even kicking in my blood, saw me in my mess, saw me in all of this despair, saw me in all of this shame, saw me in an identity crisis, saw me trying to be something I wasn't, saw me with all of this blood on me representing things from the world, he looked at me, even in my mess, and he said, live. He said, live. Oh. And then if you go on down through the scripture, it goes on to tell you that he tells us to shine. He says, and then when I looked at you again, I saw that you were ready for love. I saw that your breast was ready and ready to, your breast had formed and you were ready to be clothed. And when I read that, and Holy Spirit began to talk to me, he says, now you're ready to give out. The breast represents that those that give nourishment, just like El Shaddai. He says, you represent like God himself. He's the all-breasted one. And you represent, now that your breasts are ready to feed others, you're now a woman ready to feed others. And so I believe that this assignment has been placed in my hand because I can understand how it feels to be down, dirty. You may not look dirty on the outside, but how you're feeling on the inside. It's in the depth of a woman that kills her. It's not the outside. It's not what you see. It's what she's dealing with on the inside that can destroy her. And so he began to speak to the depths of me. And once I came through my transition and my deliverance, he began to talk to me. Now, there are other women out there that now I'm calling you to them so that you can go and deal with some of the depths of the issues that they're dealing with. I wrote a book back in 2005, and it's called A Woman Touch Me, But God Heal Me. And that book deals with some very deep and taboo issues. I was molested by two women before the age of 12. That's something I hid until I got into my 30s, until I picked up a pen and started writing that book. No one knew that. But those were the deep things I'm dealing with. That's where the shame came from. That's where the identity crisis came from. That's where not trusting people came from. See, there's a depth to everything that someone deals with, and now we need to dig into the depths of the person or whomever and get to the root of the issue so that they can be set free and become the person God has called them to be. So that's why I believe that God has placed this assignment in my hands.
My God, my God. So hearing your story, what is a diamond woman?
A diamond woman, she's a woman that she walks without fear. Fear is our biggest enemy. Fear of who I think I am, fear of who someone else judged me to be, shame. There's a chapter in my book that says, I no longer live under the shadows of shame. A shadow has never hurt anyone, but shadows do scare people. And so when you're living under shame, you can't shine, because shame causes you to step back and to question everything that you know and you feel down on the inside that you've been created to be or created to do. So a diamond woman, she doesn't walk in fear. She stands in faith in the face of fear. She does not move. I know this is what God has called me to do. I have faith in the word of God. I have faith in who what has been placed on the inside of me. I have faith in who God has created me to be. So even though I'm faced with fear, I still walk in faith. A diamond woman, she steps away from shame, and she literally takes off the garments of shame, just like the woman at the well, so many other people, just like the woman, as they called her, the woman of the city. It took courage for her to walk in to a party with all of these men when she had a reputation and still bow at the feet of Jesus. She had to remove the garment of shame before she walked in, or she would have never gotten to the place of where she could bow at Jesus' feet and allow Jesus to deal with the depths that were going on the inside of her. And then this woman, that's a diamond woman, she gives no excuses. There is no excuses. For the Bible says that there's neither male nor female. You know, there's neither Gentile nor Jew. There is no excuses. You know, God has equipped you to do what he's called you to do. There's never an assignment without equipment, never. And so a diamond woman, she's secure in these things. She's secure in her faith walk. She's secure, and she's not walking in shame, and she doesn't give excuses. I always tell my children, and I tell my staff this, just because you have a no, you're just not the person that has my yes. So I don't walk in fear. I don't walk in excuses. No, you don't have my yes, but someone else has my yes. And just because you don't have my yes, it does not mean that my yes doesn't exist. Because God says all of his answers to me are yes and amen. So why would he put me out on a journey, start me in an assignment, and then give me a bunch of no's, and then I have all these excuses why I can't get it done? I just don't believe that. So that's how a diamond woman looks.
Wow. Now, that's good. Just because you have a no doesn't mean that someone else doesn't have my yes. That's good, Pastor.
Doesn't mean.
That's good.
Yeah.
And we're looking at, oh, wow, soon, April 30th through May 2nd.
Yeah,
real soon. Yes, I mean, yeah, you're real soon. Faith from my footsteps. Oh, my goodness. What? The theme of the conference. How is that?
Mm-hmm.
What is that going to do for the attendees?
Well, I was studying one day, and God began to talk to me just about how something that is so precious to him, that he says it, he states it a lot in the Bible. He says a righteous man's steps are ordered. Psalm 17 talks about how you set my footsteps on a path. He talks about our footsteps a lot. But we, and as I was reading and studying Psalm 17, he says, do you realize that so many people, they take for granted their daily footsteps? He says, you know, a lot of people don't ask me about their footsteps. They don't inquire what path I would have them to go down today. And it really takes, because, you know, when you learn how to walk, you know, you're just walking. You know what I'm saying? You just get to walking.
Mm-hmm.
And just, now I know how to do it. Now I'm just
right.
Rolling. I'm just walking. But do you ever take time to step back and say, for this day, what way or which way would you have me to go? And then once he placed that assignment before you for that day, now give me the faith to carry out these footsteps for this day. And it just kind of, you know, it snatched the slack out of me, because I'm like, I'm sorry, Father, because we get in our routine. Okay, we're going to do this today. We're going to do that today. We got this plan. But have we inquired of the Lord to say to the Lord, okay, you ordered my footsteps today. Can we truly say we stop and say, you order my footsteps today, and then whatever he placed before you, you're going to need faith to carry that out. So for the attendees, I'm truly believing that they will understand the importance of their footsteps, that every speaker will come and speak to destiny, speak to our faith walk. We say we are faith walkers. You know, sometimes people say that's it's more of a cliche, but are you truly a faith walker? Can you believe past the contradiction? Is your conviction stronger than your contradiction? Can you faith past this contradiction? Because there will be contradictions in your pathway. So now you're going to need faith to walk past the contradiction and in the words of my grandmother, stand flat foot, and just stand flat foot in the conviction that you know God has placed you on this path. And so I just believe that every panelist is going to speak to destiny. I believe that the panelist will speak to the faith that you need to continue in your destiny. This year, God really has just had me just studying out faith and everything, even in our church. We've just been dealing with faith. Pastor Eddie's been dealing with living the faith life and how we should move from our humanity to our divinity. And it all takes faith, because sometimes I believe we live more from earth to heaven than heaven to earth. And if we're seated in heavenly places, we should be getting our directions from where we're really from. And it takes faith not to just stand in your humanity, but to remove yourself from your humanity and, you know, stand flat foot in your divinity and live your life from heaven to earth instead of from earth to heaven. So I believe that everyone in attendance, their eyes will be enlightened to that. And that's my prayer for these next few days as I'm before the Lord. That's my prayer, that every attendee, when they leave there, they'll have a stronger faith walk. They'll have a stronger belief and sense of the destiny that God has placed them on. You know, even I'm praying that women will come and they will get confirmation that they are walking the right path. I am believing that. I am believing that those that have questions, which way should I go, that when they leave there, they will have the answer, that when they're in a service, that the Holy Spirit will speak to them and tell them, this is the path. You've been hearing me. You hear my voice clearly. Stop questioning me, and now let's get to moving. And I believe that when attendees leave there, they'll leave there stronger. They'll leave there stronger in their faith walk, and they'll leave there with a clearer sight of the destiny God has placed them in.
Wow. Now, where will the conference be held? Give them the information and how they can get registered and get connected, because it seems like it's destiny. It must be here.
Well, we will be at the Atlanta Marriott Buckhead, which is across the street from Lenox Mall there in Atlanta, and it's the Atlanta Marriott Buckhead Conference Center. We will be there April 30th through May 2nd. The first service will be April 30th, which is a Thursday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., and my spiritual mom and our covering, Apostle Cynthia Brazelton, will be bringing the word, and every year she comes in with a powerful word, and she changes the conference every year, so we're excited about that. And then all day on Friday we will be there, and we close out on Saturday morning with the 10 o'clock session. You can register at www.diamondwomen.com. Conference, and there's no S anywhere, so it's not Diamonds Women's Conference. It's just diamondwomenconference.com. And the registration fee for commuters It's $35 for the full conference. If they would like to have breakfast with us on Friday, that registration commuter rate would be $65, and we would love to have them as we have a special breakfast plan for the attendees on Friday morning. And then we'll be going all day Friday, and then we close out on Saturday.
Wow, wow, that sounds absolutely amazing. Absolutely.
We're excited.
I can tell. I can tell. Amanda is excited. We're glad you're coming. We're looking forward to what the Lord has given you. And I do believe it is for such a time as this. I definitely believe that. Before I let you go, I got a few more minutes to that woman out there that's contemplating whether to come, and but she feels as though she's not ready, worthy, accepted. What would you say to her? We've got a few moments.
I would say to her, my sister, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. When you research and you just study that out, what does it mean to be fearfully and wonderfully made? Fearfully, actually, there is a definition for fearfully called intent, intentionally made. You're not here by happenstance, even though things may have happened in your life to make you feel that you're not worthy, that you are not supposed to be in the space that you're in. When God made you, he made you intentionally. He made you just who you are. I tell people like this. I like to look at it like this. I used to be a very small frame woman with a very heavy bottom, and I used to be so ashamed of that. And I had the curves, and I'll be so ashamed of that. But I remember God saying to me, I made you that way. I think that you're beautiful. And so I would say to my sister, I don't care what space you're in. You just know that you have been intentionally made and intentionally set in the earth by the hands of Almighty God. And there is no happenstance. There is no, God didn't make a mistake. I like to tell people like this. If God made a mistake with you, you were in your mama's womb for 9 months, and if he had made a mistake, he's powerful enough to spread a Red Sea. He's powerful enough to correct his mistake before he placed you in the earth realm. And so you're not a mistake. You came here intentionally, and he has a wonderful work for you to do intentionally right where you are. Whether it be in your neighborhood, on your job, with your children, you are special. You have been called to this earth, not just the kingdom. We've been called to this earth realm for such a time as this.
Amen. Well, Walking in Power audience, you've been listening to the powerful dynamic. Pastor Val Scargo, don't miss Diamond Women's Conference. Faith for My Footsteps, April 30th through May 2nd, Atlanta, Georgia. Go to diamondwomenconference.com. Register. Go out. Support this awesome event. And I know, I believe, you shall be changed. That's again, thank you for being our special guest today. God bless you, and we look forward to Walking in Power with you again real soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Relaford, and you have a wonderful day and continue to do the blessed work you're doing in the body of Christ.
Amen. All right, wherever you go, whatever you do, always walk in power. Until next time.